Chapter 1. A Fable. The blonde woman, who I'm pretty sure said her name is Amy, but who doesn't really look like an Amy, more like an Anne, peers out at us in our rows. "What does resilience mean to you?" she says. No one speaks. She starts slowly pacing the width of the room back and forth. "Feel free to shout out." Everyone feels free. No one shouts out. "Anyone?" No one. Amy Anne begins looking a little desperate. She tries making eye contact with each and every one of us in turn to guilt us into speech. When she gets to me, I avoid her gaze. "What do we mean when we say resilience?" Her voice has started to quiver, but she maintains her fixed smile. Dread builds in my stomach. Please, will someone answer her? Am I going to have to answer her? I really would rather not. But of course, like everyone else in this room, I do know the answer. Why won't someone just tell Amy Anne what resilience means? Finally, a quiet voice from behind me bleats something. Amy Anne's relief is palpable. "What was that?" she asks eagerly. I think resilience is all about being strong in tough times, bouncing back sort of thing," the voice repeats, louder now. I look back to see the speaker is a sheepish middle-aged woman, clearly a nicer woman than I, surely moved to answer out of sympathy. I try to thank her with my eyes, but I don't really know how to do that, so I probably fail. "Bouncing back, yes, lovely, lovely," Amy Anne replies, and then proceeds to offer various definitions of resilience, outlining what dictionaries, psychologists, and Buddhist monks have to say on the matter. She provides not one but two quotes from retired US basketball sensation Michael Jordan. Amy Anne doesn't look like a basketball fan. Did she think this small room of early career British academics would be basketball fans? Although I can only authoritatively speak for myself, I suspect she may have misjudged us. In fairness, though, it does seem Mr. Jordan has some sensible ideas, failure being the key to success, his missed shots and lost games spurring him on to work harder, etc., etc., etc. Now Amy Anne wants to share her absolute favourite definition. To do this, she says she must show us an animated video and requests that we please give her a moment to set it up. She fiddles with her laptop for a bit. The fiddling is normal fiddling at first. It always takes time to pull up a video. But it's clear to everyone when after a few moments, the fiddling switches from normal fiddling to panicked fiddling. The embedded video isn't working. "That's okay. I'll go to the video directly on YouTube. This animation really is worth seeing," she assures us. But YouTube isn't loading because the laptop isn't connected to the conference hotel's Wi-Fi. We watch Amy Anne try and fail to connect several times. "The guest login was working earlier," she tells us. People are shifting in their seats. The nice middle-aged answering woman behind me is one of the many now letting out not-so-nice sighs. Quiet chatter begins at the back of the room and spreads forward. The quiet chatter grows to become simply chatter and then starts to verge on rather loud chatter. Eventually, a technical person steps in to help. I feel relieved at first, but quickly realise this is far worse. With the technical expert now taking over the fiddling, Amy Anne is left at a loose end, staring out at us, murmuring apologies and reassurances. Things have gone from boring to awkward. She makes a joke about how perfect it is that in this session about resilience, her own resilience is being tested right in front of us. No one laughs. I feel sorry that no one laughs, even out of simple kindness, yet I myself remain markedly not laughing. Something about Amy Anne makes it difficult to be kind to her. I ponder how someone can possibly become a professional public speaker without being terribly good at public speaking. But then I remember I am a scientist who isn't terribly good at science, so all things are possible. Finally, the tech hand gives a guilty shake of his head. No video today. Amy Anne is in a tough spot, but teaching the course through example, she bounces back. She decides to simply tell us the story instead. She leans back on the desk at the front and begins.